find a quiet space and sit down. Take a deep breath and gently allow your whole body to relax. This is the seat of the soul. Focus on this point. Within this silent and still space, awaken a spiritual thought. For example, I am a peaceful soul. Hold this thought. Don't think hard about it. Allow your mind to wrap itself around this simple positive thought. I am a peaceful soul, a being of peace. Hold this thought in your mind and very slowly allow your heart to experience it. Reaffirm the thought if you need to. Say it again to yourself and deeply experience it. Become the form of the thought. I am completely absorbed in the experience of the thought. This is meditation.
Om Shanti. Good afternoon. आप सब फरिश्तों का फिर से स्वागत है. अपने लिए क्लैपिंग. थैंक यू. बिकॉज आई एम वेरी श्योर दो दिन के यहां पर स्टे के बाद, बाबा के घर के स्टे के बाद, हम फरिश्ते तो बन ही जाते हैं. Isn't it? I'm very much privileged to welcome our speaker. बीके बाला भाई ऑन द स्टेज. बीके बाला भाई को कल आपने सुना होगा उनका इंट्रोडक्शन ब्रीफ में. ही इज वर्किंग एज अ वाइस प्रेसिडेंट इन एन आईटी फर्म एंड आई मस्ट से डूइंग एक्सेलेंट प्रोफेशनली एट दिस यंग एज. बट आई एम वेरी हैप्पी टू शेयर हिज स्पिरिचुअल एक्सपीरियंस. ही इज प्रैक्टिसिंग राजयोग मेडिटेशन and applying spiritual tools in his day-to-day life for past, any guess, kal suna hoga? Kitne saal se practice kar rahe hai meditation ki? Kitne? 11 years. Kitne?
25?
Yes, 26 years. So I will say, a living example and inspiration for all of us of SIT. And SIT is spirituality. NIT. So I would like to welcome Bala Bhai on the stage, and he's going to share with us how to improve tools of something which is the key to success. Any guess? एक और hint देते हैं आपको.
Topic change हुआ है, वहाँ पीछे दिया है digital detox के बारे.
Okay. अच्छा टॉपिक थोड़ा चेंज हो गया है और ही ज्यादा ये टॉपिक हमारे दिल के करीब है. तो आजकल हम डिजिटली सब क्या हो गए हैं, क्या हो गए हैं, इंटॉक्सिकेटेड. यस, सो ही इज नाउ एज अ हीलर एंड आई विल से एज अ सर्जन हु इज गोइंग टू डिटॉक्सिफाई दिस डिजिटल इंटॉक्सिकेशन. सो ही इज गोइंग टू शेयर विद अस डिजिटल detoxification with us. So we welcome our dear divine brother Bala Bhai with a big round of applause. Thank you Bala Bhai.
Om Shanti. And thank you for putting your disciplined mind in practice. I see the hall almost full. Fantastic. Very good. So for the next hour or so, I'm going to ask you and share a few things and ask you to commit some acts of digital blasphemy. Yeah? Something very close to us, which is, interestingly, it initially started as a part of life and now it's become an extension of the body. So we'll explore. Who is the master? And what was this swaman that we agreed to practice at least 10 times every hour? How many of you practiced? There's at least one hand going up, two hands going up, three, four, five, six. Fantastic. Very good. Give them a big hand, please. You have more time. Those who haven't started, you can begin. So can you guess what are the three keywords that are ruling the world today? All of us are professionals. Internet, and then? Mobile, Google, cloud. Wow. What else? This is irrespective of the technology, irrespective of the company. So that's the hint. People, digital. So as organizations, with each passing year, these are the three things we would like to achieve. Better, faster, cheaper. Yes or no? If you're not better than last year, if you're not faster than last year, and if you're not cheaper than last year, very soon it's known that you will go out of business. So the three key words, all the organizations and all the CEOs and all the managers keep telling us, how can we make it better, faster, and cheaper? And the sequence is very important. I keep saying, better always precedes faster. Better always precedes faster. Any guess? If organizations want to become better, then the people working in the organization need to become better. And if I have to become better, what's the tool? Training? Concentration? Technology, performance feedback, the key ingredient is our attention. Now let's do a simple exercise. Sit straight, close your eyes. No cheating, please. Sit straight, close your eyes. Close your eyes, all of you. Now, try to think of as many details of the dress of the people who are sitting to your right and to your left. Whether they are wearing a tag or not, what dress they are wearing, whether they are wearing socks or not, what trouser, what shirt, what color, what texture of two people. People sitting to your right and people sitting to your left. Whoever is sitting to your right and whoever is sitting to your right. Okay, as much detail as possible. You saw them. Now gently open your eyes and check for yourself. Hundred percent anybody? Both sides? Okay, there's one hand because he's sitting close to the wall. I like that. 80%, 75%? I see a few hands. Very good. 50% at least? That's more. 25% at least? I won't ask beyond that. So now you saw. It's not that you didn't see them. You saw them. But you didn't observe. So the difference between hearing and listening, seeing and observing, is attention. Where is my attention? And if I ask you, say for example, I need a volunteer. Come along. Anyone? Yes, you can stand there. That's okay. He'll get a chance. Yeah. Now look around and tell us, what is it that is blue in this hall? What is that is blue? Tell us. Tell us. Okay. Yeah. Blue. Yes. Yes. And you can help him. Okay. And what about you? Yes. What else? What else is blue? He's covered them. Very good. Give him a big hand, please. And you wanted. I need another volunteer. Please get up. Yeah. Look around and tell us what is white. That must be easier. Go ahead. Tell us. Okay. Yes. Floor. Dresses. Yes. What else? Good. What else? Walls. Very good. Sit down. Give him a big hand, please. Thank you. What's the difference? What? Yes, we said that. His hair is white. And he proudly acknowledges that. So what is the difference you observed? When the first person was looking for blue, your name, sir? Rakesh. So when Rakesh was looking around looking for blue, was there no white? Were there no other colors? But what was Rakesh doing? And anything else that was coming in, he was discarding. And your name, sir?
Rajneesh.
Rajneesh. When Rajneesh was looking for white, was there no blue? There was blue, because that's what Rakesh found. But then, blue did not register. Okay? And they were paying attention. Rajneesh was paying attention to white and Rakesh was paying attention to blue. When they were focusing on that particular color, other colors, they were there, but they were not there. Brain is a fantastic filter. And attention is its gate. what we focus our attention on becomes our moment by moment experience. It's not the world outside that decides what we need to experience, even though it looks like it. I decide with my attention what I want to experience. Very important. And what gets registered is what I pay attention to. And that's why it said, wherever my attention goes, that's where energy flows. And wherever energy flows, that's where life grows. And attention is value neutral. You can put on things positive, you can put on things negative. If you put attention on negative things, that is what will grow, because that's a property of the attention. It's like water. And you choose the seed. Whatever seed you water, that is what will grow. And who has the switch? Who has the switch? Who decides? I decide. Remember that. Because this is an opportunity. This is one of the beautiful things I like here at Brahma Kumaris. It's not that in the morning that you were introduced to about being a soul. It's not just I being a soul. It is with that awareness, I reclaiming my self-sovereignty, where I know and I understand and I feel that I am the master of my life and I create my future. Very important. And who or what is impacting our attention? Let's have a look at that. In 1980s, time between two interruptions was about 2 hours, because there were no cell phones, there were no pagers, there was just one landline for one building or one block. Somebody had to call, somebody had to come, rush to you. Those of you who are old enough, who will still recall those days. But as technology started improving, now the time between two interruptions is hardly a few seconds. But the interesting part is, if you watch that horizontal line in between, when you switch your attention from one task to the next, we need to pay something called switching penalty. Because we are from IT, I'll use the word. It's a feature of the brain, it's not the bug. That is, when I switch from one task to next, have you observed that it takes some time for you to bring your focus back? When you rush between meetings, from one meeting to the next, as soon as you get into the next meeting, the previous meeting is still there. And that's what we call as attention residue. And sometimes in the next meeting, half an hour goes away, but still the previous one is what was bothering. Because brain needs certain time to switch between two tasks. And that is what we call as switching penalty. But if you continuously keep breaking your attention by checking your mobile, by checking the screen, you see what you're doing. Now let me give you an analogy so that it will help you to understand what we are doing. And as I promised, we are going to email all the slide decks, all the recordings within 1 week of completion of this retreat. So just sit back, relax, and whatever you can, make note in your notebook. Please don't use a mobile. Okay? Thank you very much. What happens? Most of you are aware that we use cooker to cook things. Every few minutes, I'm going to switch off the flame. Every few minutes, message comes, I switch off the flame. And then I switch it on. Some other message comes, I switch off the flame. Again, I switch it on. When will your rice get cooked? When will you get the whistle? You start at 7. Or 6:30 or whatever timing is, you keep doing this. Each time you receive a message, switch off. And once you're done, switch on your flame again, the gas stove. Will it get done? Even if it gets done after a couple of hours, will it be uniform? Will you get the whistle? Why? Why? You need sustained flame for the food to be cooked. Now come back. If attention is my flame, if my work is my cooking, how many times am I switching off my flame? And then we complain, yaar aajkal kuch maza nahi aata hai, aajkal kuch hota nahi hai, 2 ghante ke kaam 4 ghante lag jate hain. You keep switching off the flame. And sometimes every few seconds. And why is paying attention important? Because when you are learning any new subject or skill, attention is the glue that helps that information to stick inside the brain. If there is no attention, there is no glue. If I don't pay attention, then I don't learn anything because nothing gets registered. And that's what forms enduring neural circuits. Now, how does attention improve relationships? Interesting. Does it? You sure? How? Eye contact, what else? Nodding, what else? Intense listening, yes. The other person feels understood, very good. When I pay attention to you, I am saying, for the next few minutes, you are my world. And that makes us feel really good. That's why we feel so good when somebody listens to us uninterrupted. And so many times nowadays we say, idhar dekh ke baat kar, idhar nahi. Because it hurts our ego, that's disrespect. And love at heart is respect. And I show my respect to you when I pay attention to you. And that's how it improves relationships. Because my attention helps them understand that I understood them and I feel for them. It increases critical thinking. It's not just reading and rote learning. We discussed yesterday. When you pay attention and when you reflect what you read, you start digesting. You can start using it in different contexts. That's how attention improves critical thinking. And somebody was talking about creativity. At heart, creativity is all about your ability to make new connections with old information. Yes or no? And that's possible when you pay attention. And attention enriches our life in every single area. Simple act of eating food. Try this. Even today's break or today evening, when you're going to have your dinner, don't speak with anyone. Take the plate, spend a couple of minutes, take a couple of breaths, relax. Smell it. Eat it. Taste it. Feel the flavor. And then tell me your experience. Just do this for 5 minutes to start with. Can you do that? First 5 minutes of your eating, just pay attention. Is it possible? And then come back and then share the experience. Okay? Because this is the reason why in today's world we have so much complaining going on ki aaj kuch maza nahi aata hai. Wahi wahi office. Why why ghar? Why why serials? Nothing new because we continue to chop our attention. Usually we call it as mother load of distraction. Now we have a new thing. We call it as a geo load of distraction. And that's what you get from a typical geo phone. And even if you watch 10 hours a day, that's about 30 years worth of movies. Provided you can still hold your attention. Now, there's one property of the brain we all need to understand. And when we talk about inner resilience and digital detoxification, why are these two related? Because of this property. brain has this wonderful property to transform itself in response to our actions. Plasticity means, comes from the Greek word plastikos, means to bend, to change its shape. And brain, because of this neuroplasticity, has this wonderful property which makes you to do a thing easier if you keep repeatedly doing it. If I keep practicing music, then practicing music becomes easier. If I keep solving math puzzles, then solving math puzzles becomes easier. If I keep checking my mobile, then checking my mobile becomes more often and easier. And then slowly it becomes even an unconscious act. And that's possible because of neuroplasticity. Now let's see here. Any new information that we are learning gets registered inside the brain in the form of neural circuits. And as we just discussed, for those neural circuits to form, you need attention. Now, when you're learning something new, if that was your brain before you learned, watch what happens. What happened? What increased? What increased? More connections. Because the more new information you learn, brain registers that new information in the form of new connections. And that ability of the brain to change its structure in response to our actions is neuroplasticity. Now this, as I said, is value neutral. It's a double-edged sword. You keep repeating something positive, doing that positive becomes easy. You keep repeating something negative, that becomes easy. That's how habits are formed. Now, it is this property of the brain that makes us get hooked to something. And yes, spending time on internet is a recognized addiction now. In 2015, in Chanakyapuri in Delhi, we in India also have opened our first internet de-addiction center. And the first internet de-addiction centers started appearing in South Korea, China and US for the last 10 years now. Now, what clip about what can this addiction do? Because repeatedly you invested your time in playing games, in surfing, in chatting, and that is what made your brain made it easy. So our brains or our brain is a wonderful tathastu machine. What is it? A tathastu machine. You say, I want to keep checking my mobile. Brain says, tathastu. I want to control myself from today onwards for the next, before I sleep, for 1 hour, I'm not going to check my mobile. And you keep practicing it. Brain says, tathastu. Whatever you pick up and wherever you put your attention, that is what brain starts saying, tathastu. And that's why it becomes so much important for us to become aware where my attention is going. Whether as a kid, as a professional, as an old person, irrespective of your age, where is my attention going? Let's watch the clip.
Put on diapers. This way, they avoid losing points by going to the bathroom. It is not uncommon that in South Korea, teenage video gamers put on diapers. This way, they avoid losing points by going to the bathroom.
They wear diapers so that they don't have to break the game. South Korean gamers.
Tom, you do not need any further introduction. This was great.
My lowest point came at the beginning of this year. New Year's Eve, I had lost a job. I was losing my girlfriend. My family, my relations were very strained. and I tried to drink myself to death.
Suicide.
I was playing video games 16 hours a day, often drunk. I watched porn a lot, and I just had given up. I had no future. I had no will to live. I was just waiting for the timer to run out.
I was in my spring quarter in college, and I was doing nothing except sleeping about 6 hours a day and playing video games and absolutely not attending any of my classes, not doing any of my work, and lying to my parents about my progress. So it was a lot of lying, manipulation, isolation especially, which are all common things for addicts, but mine were pretty much sleep and, you know, interact with my addiction.
That's from September 1st, Hyderabad Times of India edition. PUBG addiction lands teen in hospital with brain clots. BSc second year kid, continuously playing PUBG game from 9 p.m. in the night to 2 a.m. in the morning for more than 2 months. And then he was literally like paralyzed. He couldn't do anything and he had to be carried to the hospital. And the doctors diagnosed brain clots. And because we continuously used the mobile so much, we developed that addiction because of that neuroplasticity. That's what becomes easier. And each time you use your mobile, that unpredictability of getting that message gives you that dopamine rush inside the brain. Kuch to aata hoga. Nothing will come. You know that. You know, as one of my friends said, continuously checking the mobile or WhatsApp is like checking the kid's diaper. Kuch hota nahi hai. Phir bhi dekh lete hain. And from a 7-year-old kid, when you take away the mobile, what happens?
You can't have your cell phone tonight. You can't have your cell phone tonight. You can't have your cell phone. You can't have your cell phone. Stop acting like that. Calm down. No cell phone. Calm down. You want it taken away for 2 days? Do you want it gone for 2 days?
No.
Then stop.
I want it.
Calm down. No cell phone tonight. Calm down. See how you're acting because you can't have no cell phone? You should be playing with your toys instead and doing other things. Stop it. I know you want it, but you can't have it because you were bad tonight. Are you going to stop? Are you going to stop? Are you going to stop? Then stop. No, you can have it tomorrow. If you're good, you can have it tomorrow. Stop. 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 You can have your phone tomorrow. You can't be thrown with phone withdrawal at the syndromes. Stop it. You're addicted to that phone and you gotta stop.
Stop recording me.
This is Lucas and his phone withdrawal. Stop it. Stop it. This is withdrawal from a cell phone from a 7-year-old. That's why cell phones are poisonous. Knock it off. Knock it off. Then sit down and be nice. Sit down and look how you're acting over a cell phone.
I've seen mothers who give cell phone to their 2-year-old kids so that they can stuff some food in their mouth. And you saw that what we are doing. And just so that you understand, for the first 10 or 12 years, brain's plasticity is highest. What you learn and what you repeat becomes almost irreversible. And when you are making the kids use the cell phones, that's what you're doing to them. I'm sure no parent here would want their kids to become like that. But without your knowledge, they are becoming like that. Now you make a choice. Nahi, mera beta bahut rota hai, khata nahi hai. Your choice. You must make your heart strong so that their future is secured. And take a pledge. Until they are 16 or 18, they will not get their cell phone. I mean, even if they get, they'll get that Nokia 310. But that's a choice all of us need to make if we want to save our next generation. Then what should our kids do? That's from Karnataka, where he is playing the Yakshagana part. Information, registers it, and then they go on to become what they want to become. And again, brain is value neutral. My kid can play whatever the games are so well. He knows everything on the mobile. He only clicks the icons. He can search on YouTube. He can watch. Decision is yours. If that's the kind of talent you want your kid to develop. And if we don't do that, a little later, what is it that the kids are doing, going to do now? If the parents are so busy with their mobiles, this is what they would do. These are kids in Hamburg complaining against their parents' usage of mobile.
Dass nach der Demo viele Leute darauf achten, dass sie nicht mehr so viel aufs Handy gucken.
Kid to start doing those demonstrations against you. And how does our attention impact work? There's a very simple equation. Quality of work is equal to, it's a product of time and focus. The first one, we have become experts at measuring. Did you spend 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours? Did you log in? Did you log out? And then you get a memo, you get a message. So many hours is still pending in this week. But the second one, if it is 25%, you spend 8 hours, but your focus is 25%. Effectively, what's the amount of work that gets done? 2 hours. And the more you consume tiny bits of information, the harder it gets to absorb larger pieces of information. Again, thanks to neuroplasticity, because that's what you trained your brain. Because we are not able to sustain our attention, we are not able to sustain our focus. And we pride ourselves of being always online. 12 baje ke baad bhi na raat ko dopahar ko nahi aap email karo to main response dunga, because I am so responsive. But now research clearly shows if you are always on, it increases anxiety, more stress, and most importantly less efficiency and impaired effectiveness. Many CEOs, CXOs and managers are here, so please give some downtime to your employees and to yourself. Do not expect them after office hours for response from your team members. Because even if they respond, that will not be of higher quality. So how is mobile impacting our mental health? More time you spend on Facebook, more lonely you will feel and higher the probability of becoming depressed. I'm not saying this. This was said by the VP of Facebook. Yes. More time you spend on Facebook, more lonely you will feel. And decreased attention span is leading to increased anxiety and hyperactivity. Among teens, higher rates of depression and suicide, because loneliness is very, very bad for health. We human beings are social. We are made to connect. We are made to see each other's smiling faces. We have to speak. We have to interact. When that is not there, it impacts our body very, very badly. And when you start spending more time with your mobile, you will start feeling more and more lonely. And increased social media usage linked with low self-esteem. When was the last time when you were feeling really bad, really grumpy, took a selfie and then uploaded on Facebook and Instagram and said, "Yeah, I'm feeling really grumpy." Did you do that? Never. We see only smiling faces. And that's creating a cognitive disconnect in the people who are using, especially teenagers and kids, because they started thinking that everybody else in the world is happy, I'm the only one who is sad, because they only see smiling faces of their friends. And this is compounding their misery, because one, they are feeling bad, and now they are feeling bad for feeling bad, because they feel guilty, because nobody else is feeling bad, I'm the only one, so I start feeling guilty for feeling bad. And that is impacting their mental health. And it's not just for mental health, even grown-ups. And how does mobile impact different parts of our body? Now, these are all what we, when computers started getting introduced and all the digital technologies started coming in, we started talking about the e-diseases. We started talking about low back pain, neck pain. Yeah, all these are e-diseases. We started getting, and now I think we have upgraded. Now these are all M diseases. So what are those? Cell phone elbow, cell phone wrist, because you hold it for a long time, it starts paining. And you have text claw and text neck. When you see your mobile, when your neck is straight, it's putting about 6 kgs of weight on the head, is putting 6 kgs of weight on your neck in this neutral position. With every degree of increase, when you bend your neck, it increases the amount of weight. When you bend your face or your head, it increases the amount of weight that puts on your neck. When it becomes up to 30 degrees, it puts about 30 kgs of weight. Now check yourself. A simple change that you can do is use your mobile like this, not like this. And that's why after some time, we spend a few minutes and that's what we do. Because this position is putting a lot more weight on your neck. Your head is putting that kind of weight on your neck. We get under whatever we use under the pillow or under the blanket and then check our mobile. Now that blue light is very, very bad, because as the sun sets down, as darkness starts permeating, brain releases a hormone called melatonin. And that's very important for the various parts of the body to say, now it's night time, relax, slow down your activity, and that prepares us for our sleep. But when we keep watching the screens, the blue light that comes from the screens, it tricks the brain. And then brain thinks that raat hui nahi hai, aish karo. And that's why if you continue to use the mobile or keep watching the screen, it becomes more and more difficult for you to fall asleep. And that impacts the quality and quantity of your sleep, and that impacts a lot of our other lifestyle related diseases. Because now there is a causal link between lack of good quality sleep and Alzheimer's, lack of good quality sleep and diabetes, lack of good quality sleep and obesity. There is a causal relationship. What do I mean by that? You reduce this, you start getting that. And that blue light can also cause memory issues, and sometimes in extreme cases it even can cause cancer. So there are apps for Android and for iPad or your iPhone. For Android, there's a simple app called Twilight, which you can install, which changes your screen after 6 p.m. You can set the lever, the timing, where it makes it more orangish rather than white. Because in the white light, you have a lot of blue component. And for your Apple stuff, there is something called Flux, F-L-U-X, which you can install. When you keep using your memory, you don't use your brain, and that also starts impairing your memory. You must have seen, you know, somebody was telling me during lunch, people doing this. They just like they're speaking, but then, now this is restless thumb syndrome. You got so used to it, go back to neuroplasticity, you kept doing this, and the brain said tatastu. So now when you don't even have a phone, your thumb keeps doing it because the brain keeps sending the signals. Some of the diseases, the carpal tunnel syndrome or the low back pain, all these others, they just got added to the regular problems that we were facing when we were sitting in front of our desk. And sitting is new smoking. Sitting for long hours, which most of us IT professionals are used to, is equivalent to smoking. Because there is a totally different way in which body responds for that long times of inactivity. And that field of medicine is called inactivity physiology. How your body responds to activity is different from how your body responds to inactivity. And what are some of the ways to detoxify? And now tell me, I want to ask a simple question. Do you still think that mobile is the next big elixir or amrit that we have got, or mobile is the next big toxin that we are carrying? What do you think? What do you think? Don't tell me just for the sake of saying. If you feel it, then say it. You saw that. And there's a lot more, but in the given time, I thought this should give a primer, a glimpse of what mobile, internet, and all the digital technologies are doing to our minds, to our bodies, to our relationships, to our families, and to our workplaces. That's the first excuse I heard. Why do you keep the mobile on at night? Because that's my alarm clock. As soon as you go back, even on your way to Ahmedabad or Udaipur or wherever you are coming from, stop and then buy an alarm clock. It hardly costs 210 rupees, an Orpat alarm clock. You don't have to use your mobile for that. There are other things that can do that job better. But how many of us remember to switch on the flight mode before we take off at night? Very good. Very important. Do you know that that is one of the dirtiest pieces that we carry with ourselves? When was the last time you disinfected and cleaned your mobile? Do not touch your mobile at least for 1 hour after you wake up and before you sleep. Allow the body to relax, because that impacts your attention, your vibration level. When you start your day, that first 1 hour, fill yourself with something positive. It can be your physical exercise. It can be meditation. It can be reading something empowering. And that's not newspaper, please. As Sister Shivani keeps saying, spend some time to feed your mind with something positive in the first 1 hour. Do not touch your mobile. Now you can check. That kid will wake up inside you. 1 hour the mobile is there and you're not supposed to touch. Check that tomorrow morning. And even tonight. The mobile is there, you're not supposed to touch. And then let's see what happens. And you won't receive the call, don't worry. We are not so important. We don't have to have that false sense of importance to us. One of my colleagues, he went to Himalayas for trekking. 6 days, no communication because there were no mobile towers. And when he was climbing down at the end of 6th day, he hurriedly, as soon as the mobile signals were available, he switched on the mobile. He received only 3 missed calls, all 3 of them from his mom. Nobody sent him a message saying, yeah, what the hell is this? Nobody remembered me, nobody missed me. So nobody will miss you, trust me. Okay? Now that's another thing. That's why in the beginning I said, I'm going to ask you to commit a lot of acts of digital blasphemy today. That's one more. Have screen-free breakfast, lunch, and dinner. No screens, please. Try that starting tonight. Switch off notifications. We don't need them. And that will reduce more than 50 to 60% of our distraction. Simply switch off. Make your bedroom e-free. No modems, no laptops, no mobiles, no screens on. Complete bedroom is e-free. And then you will start experiencing the quality or the improvement in the quality of your sleep. Simply make it completely radiation free and then check what impact it is having. Sorry. Another one. As I said, that's one of the dirtiest things that we carry. So do not put your mobile on your dining table. If you don't believe me, when you go home, put your mobile under a microscope and then check. And if you touch your mobile while eating with the hand that you're eating, wash your hands. Wash your hands if in the middle of your eating, if you're right-handed, while you're eating or just before eating, call comes and you answer the call, you touch your mobile, remember to wash your hands and then come back and continue your lunch, breakfast or dinner. Fasting has anti-cancer properties. Recent article published in Lancet Medical Journal talks about it, where if you fast, that creates those anti-cancer properties inside the body, the physical fasting. And so is this yam fasting. Now, this does not mean, I am suggesting that you feast for 6 days on your mobile and then fast for 1 day. And when I mean by 1 day, I'm talking about 6 a.m., to 6 a.m. of next day. Not until 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And at 6 p.m., like mad dogs rushing towards that, all of you rush to the mobile and for the next 2 hours, you keep checking, hua kya hai, 12 ghanta ho gaya hai. That's not what I mean. And try this. It's good for all of us. And in spite of knowing why we are not able to do this, we will discuss that in tomorrow morning session about the lack of willpower. Karna chahte hain, lekin kar nahi paate hain. We will discuss those tomorrow. But tonight, you can test your willpower. And I'm sure we all have. Because unfortunately, that is something you can't buy. Can you? I wish we had. And whoever was selling it would become the richest, richer than Jeff Bezos. But we don't have to purchase outside. These are just starters. You can create your own detoxification strategies. Now just sit back. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. And review your own mobile usage. I'm not going to ask you, so be honest with yourself. Just sit back, close your eyes, and check your mobile usage through a typical day. Don't be judgmental, don't be harsh, just watch. As you reflect, ask yourself, is this necessary? And gently make a positive thought. Just one positive change with respect to your mobile usage that you would want to start implementing starting now. Visualize that change. Feel it. One positive change. Mobile mera hai, main mobile ka nahi. That's what he predicted years ago, and we are seeing that. And officially, this current generation will be called as the dumbest generation because of this usage of technology. Now what next? How many of you would like to become digital detox ambassadors? We'll train you. We'll give you all the material where you start spreading this word in your own circles. Very good. That's the URL. We will send it. Don't click it. If you want, you can make a note. That's the URL that has all the necessary material. It has a larger version of this talk. You can watch it. You can download the slide deck. You can look at the documentaries, all the videos that I played and more, and some very interesting articles, and if you're interested, even some books. Because the latest fad is asking kids to learn from the screens. And there's a book written called Screen Schooled, which debunks this myth. Screens do not make kids smarter. Screen-based learning does not make kids smarter. That's a myth. So that's the URL. And all the material necessary is there. And what is key to digital detoxification? We come full circle. If I want to be a digital detox ambassador, if I want to detoxify myself, what's the key? Start from I, very good. Determination, very good. Disciplined mind, very good. Very good. That's the key. If there is one capability, one skill that will help you stand out, enjoy your life and become something and not become one amongst the crowd, it is this. My ability to control my mind. And calm mind is a wellspring of concentration. If it is disturbed, you will not be focused. And anything that disturbs the stillness of mind reduces the focus. And how do you achieve that stillness? And that's where meditation comes in. So what we learn here has direct impact both on our personal and professional lives. Because meditation teaches me to become good at controlling my mind. Go back to neuroplasticity. Human body has all the necessary biological infrastructure to help me grow physically, mentally, and spiritually. I just need to become aware and start using it. Initially, it will be difficult, like anything else, but you keep at it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. And what's the brain we discuss? Brain is a tathastu machine. As you keep meditating, it will say tathastu, and then that meditation becomes easier and easier and easier. So use this opportunity to learn the basics of meditation and then make it as a part of your life. And if, like others, if you also say, I don't have time to meditate, then sooner or later, you will be left with so much time where you won't be able to do anything. So it's a choice you make. And three techniques to become better, where we started off. Very first one, learn to stay focused. Very, very, very important. Do not allow people, things, gadgets to distract you. Learn to zealously guard your focus and attention. And remember that you are the master of your mind and your mobile. So let's sit down, and this is what we call as traffic control for next 3 minutes. Use this time to reflect of whatever we have heard so far in the last 1 hour. Third one, what we just did. Make meditation a part of your life. Make some time. Well, we'll have somebody special come on stage and share her experience with us about what she picked up from today's session.
Good morning. Good evening all. My name is Tanishka. I will share with you something today. I had gone to that SIT retreat last year, and I liked all the sessions there, but most I like Balabhai's sessions. In that, I liked he told E-free bedroom at night means at electronic free bedroom, that when we are sleeping in the bedroom where no one is sleeping, we should keep our mobiles in that room. And he told the meaning of digital. I don't remember the whole, but I remember the A and L. So the meaning of A was awful moments, and the meaning of L was laugh and live, and live and laugh. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I would like to conclude my conversation with you that if you disconnect from your mobile, then you can connect to your family. Thank you.
Good. That's all I have for today. Thank you.